right, here we are inside Radio Row, another day here in Minneapolis inside the Mall of America, and sitting down with us one of the biggest figures in Minneapolis sports history, the Hall of Famer Carl Eller, a six-time Pro Bowler, five-time first-team All-Pro, and played in four Super Bowls. Carl, how are you?
I'm great today. How are you?
I'm good. What's it like seeing Minneapolis, the place you played for so many years, be the biggest place in the world right now?
Well, right now, yeah, it is. And Super Bowl's here, and it's the biggest game, and everybody's looking at Minnesota and Minneapolis where the, you know, game's going to be played here on Sunday. I'm really happy that it's here and very proud to have been a part of that.
I've only got you for a couple of minutes, so I'll ask you this question. We're a Patriots station. We're always talking about the Patriots' dominance. Well, you won 10 division titles in 11 years as part of the Purple People Eaters. How did you guys do it before, you know, 40 years before the Patriots did it, you guys were doing it?
Well, you know, we got to the big game. We didn't bring home the bacon. That was the only thing. But we were dominant. We were a good team. And the incentive was to bring that bacon home, or bring home the Lombardi Trophy, which we couldn't quite do. The Patriots have been able to do that. But a lot of it is with the organization, how the organization is built, and the personnel. You got great personnel in the coaching staff and in the players.
You only missed 3 games in your entire career. How did you stay so durable?
Well, one thing is I wanted to play. I wanted to be in the game, and even the games that I missed or I didn't start, it was because, I was not able to, really. It was like, you get off your deathbed and go play.
Hey, I got to ask you, my co-host is always telling me, I think it was 1966, Jim Marshall runs the wrong way.
Right.
And he gets a safety for you guys. What's going through your mind when you see your teammate running the wrong way?
Well, I'm thinking, hey, is he going in the right direction? That's the first thing. I want to get my compass out, and is he going north or south, you know? But it was a big mistake on his part, and one that really he hasn't been able to live down. But he was a great player and a great teammate.
Now, outside of just being here in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl, I noticed you've got some really, really awesome of your stuff here. You've got a jersey here, you've got a football here, a helmet. What exactly are you doing with all your collectibles?
Well, this stuff, you know, I thought it'd be a great idea to put some of this stuff. It's actually from my personal collection. It's not a collection, it's just stuff that I have from my playing days. It's actually stuff that I wore. I thought I'd, allow the Hunt Auctions to have some of theirs. It's Hunt Auctions and NFL Auctions. So, you know, it's a great honor for me to have this stuff displayed and to be presented and available for the fans.
Carl, last question here. Purple People Eaters, how good was your defense?
Oh, we were very good, you know, and we dominated most offenses, and, we were, like you say, we were dominant during that period. So it was a great, great time for us, and I was happy to be part of that.
You got a prediction on the Super Bowl?
I don't. I'm thinking maybe the Eagles might take it away from the Patriots, but I don't know. The Patriots are, they're locking. What can you do? What can you say? But I don't know.
Carl Eller, the Hall of Famer, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.